The Bible says that fools despise wisdom and instruction. They despise it. They don't want it. They'll pretend that they want it. Oh, please show me the evidence. Turns out all humans are descended from the same man and woman. Massive genetic study reveals that 90% of Earth's animals appeared at the same time. These are studies that just came out. So if all animals appeared at the same time, are they going to appear through a magic act or by intelligent design? They always accuse us Christians. They say, well, that book you've got right there, that's magic. That's a magic book. No, you know what's magical? Saying that the universe came from nothing. What's magical, folks? God creating the universe or time, space, and matter poofing into existence from nothing? Guy responded to me recently on the internet. He says, well, how could you? It just doesn't make sense that one day God just poofed us into existence. Folks, that's what the Big Bang teaches. It was literally a poof. What if I said a giant boulder popped into existence right in the middle of this auditorium? What if the whole universe popped into existence? You wouldn't believe it based on the information that you have. But since they're not asking questions like that, they would say, well, Matt, you're not encouraging people to ask questions. That's what we do in science. Yes, we do ask questions, but we need to ask the logical questions. Where do things come from? Where are we going when we die? The first hefty organic molecules may have formed within tiny droplets. They say the creation of life somehow involved water. All science agrees. But here's the thing. You Google, how does DNA get destroyed? The very first thing that pops up is DNA is vulnerable. It breaks down in sunlight and in what?
Water.
So what destroys DNA? Water. What do they say that life came alive in? Water. The FBI, whenever they do studies to look at the remnants of somebody that was murdered, they actually trace DNA better in a burning fire, somebody that burned up in a fire, than somebody that died in water. DNA is more traceable. It doesn't get as destroyed by fire. So do you know what that means? That life coming from non-life is more likely to happen in a roasting fire than in the water. You're more likely to go over to your grill and fire that thing up, let it sit there for a few billion years. You're more likely to have life come about in that than in the water.